We're in Simin Reish Vav. We're up to Siv Dalet. We'll be doing Dalet and Hay. Kol Dover Shemavarach Alavli Achlo Ola Hariach Bo. Anything that you make a bracha to eat or to smell, Tzorech La'ochso B'yemino. When you make the bracha, you should hold it in your right hand. Kishu Mavarach. At the time you make the bracha, this way you'll have kavana on the food that you want the bracha to be chal on that. This is all lachatchila, but the yevid yotz, even if you're not holding it. Why your right hand? Because of chshivas. Therefore, a lefty would hold it in his left hand. Some other things the Mishnah Berurah brings down. First, al pi kabbalah, you don't make a bracha on a food that has a knife stuck into it. And second, anytime your friend is giving you something that has kedusha, he's passing you a sefer, you always accept it with your right hand, not with your left hand, unless you're a lefty. Sifhei. Ein mevorchin lo al ochel v'lo al mashke ad shivi'uhu lefonav. You do not make a bracha on food or drink until they bring it in front of you. Berech v'acharkach hevi'u lefonav, tzorech levorech pam acheres. He will have to make a bracha again. So the Mechaber is telling us that if you make a bracha on a food that was not in front of you, you are not even yotze b'di'evid. Now this is even if you had kavana for the food itself. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, what if the food was in front of you but it was wrapped up? Or what if the food was easily accessible but it was in the next room? And you had explicit kavana to be yotza, the halacha is that you're yotza with that. Further, avol mi sheberech al perish shelofanav. If you made a bracha on the fruit that was in front of you, you made a bracha on one thing, and then they brought you more of that, or something else that has the same bracha. You don't have to make another bracha. Now, the halacha is like this. When you make a bracha on something, in order for the bracha to be chal, in order for it to take effect, the food should l'chatchila be in front of you, and you should have kavana for the bracha to be chal on that food. Once the bracha is chal, there's a din of greira, that the bracha continues to work for something, even though that's something you didn't have explicit kavana for. What's the case? So the Mechaber says, as long as they bring you something else that has the same bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are really different levels. Level number one is the identical food. So let us say you ate an apple, you finished it, you want another apple, you don't have to say a borei priya eitz. If you want more of the same, the halachi is under all circumstances, unless you mamish said, I'm not going to have any more, unless you were absolutely mesiach das, you would not have to make another bracha. What if you finished eating an apple and they brought you an orange? So there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down different dayas. His maskana is, if you still have some apple left, you didn't complete eating your apple yet. Now they bring you your orange, since you didn't really terminate your bracha, the bracha is memela chal on the orange as well, and you don't have to make a bracha on it. What happens, though, if they bring you something totally different? Now, the case there would be, let us say, for example, someone went ahead and made a shahakol on herring. He made a shahakol on fish. Then they go and bring him cheese. Even though fish and cheese have the same bracha, they're unrelated. They're two totally different things. There the halachi is that even if you had some fish left over, you would have to make a new bracha on the cheese. So the three levels are, if it is the identical food, as long as you didn't have a hesach hadas, the halachi is your original bracha will memela work for more of the same. If it's a different but similar kind of food, so you're eating one fruit and they bring you a different fruit, so long as you still have some of the original in front of you, the halacha is that your yotza, the bracha will be covered. Something totally different, the halacha is even if you have some left, you're going to have to make another bracha. Says the Ramah, V'tov lizor l'chatchila liyazdatu al kol mashi yaviyula. L'chatchila, you should always have in mind when you make a bracha that it should work for everything that they're going to bring you. The reason is because there is a daya that holds that bistam, the bracha is only chal on what's in front of you. So to be yotza that daya, whenever you make a bracha, the right thing to do is have kavan, I want this bracha to work for anything it can.